a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealer's honking. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. Train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among the loved and most. Challenges of Faith radio program. I'm Gary McCants. I'd like to acknowledge God and our listeners over in Branson, Columbia, Kansas, Springfield and Topeka, Missouri, Greenfield, Hammond, Hebron, Indianapolis, Marion, Muncie, Portage, Indiana, and South Bend, Salt Lake City, Utah, Eden Prairie in Richland, Minneapolis, Hightstown, New Jersey, Jenks in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Providence, Rhode Island, Des Moines, and Waterloo, Iowa, Hawaiian Islands, Australia. Let me scroll down and take a look. India, Pakistan, Kenya, Zambia, Nigeria, Norway, Romania, the UK, Ireland, Cameroon, France, Spain, Brazil, and the Philippines. Thank you for tuning in. As a reminder, the Challenges of Faith radio program was formed out of my trials, challenging trials, for the purpose of strengthening and or re-strengthening the believer of the household of faith. In essence, what the Bible says is iron sharpens iron. So one person sharpens another. Proverbs 27, verse 17. Challenges of Faith radio program listeners consist of the ladies, 57.1%. The men, 28.6%. Unidentified at 14.3%. Ages 25 through 27 at 14.3%, 28 through 34 at 14.3%, 35 through 44 at 42.9%, and 45 through 59 at 28.6%. Thank you. God has blessed Challenges of Faith radio program according to FeedSpot to have been number 3 out of the top 100 Christian podcasts on January the 1st, 2024, as we entered the new year, and number 4 from January the 2nd to March 24, and number 5 from then to today. We give all honor back to God. So did you hear? I know your ears was perking. You know your ears was perking. Did you hear about the family that sued Wendy's for $20 million after their daughter, 11, was left fighting for her life with severe E. coli infection following a meal of hamburger, nuggets, and fries at a fast food restaurant, allegedly filthy. Asper Lampers enjoyed a hamburger, chicken nuggets, and fries at a Wendy's in Jenison, Michigan, following softball practice on August the 1st, 2022, 2 years, almost 2 years ago. But she fell ill just 3 days later and diagnosed with uremic syndrome, which develops from E. coli and can be fatal. She suffered brain, kidney, and pancreas damage and was hospitalized for more than 4 weeks, where she had seizures, left side paralysis, and required dialysis. Despite the record amount of Americans spending money on health care, statistics show that those in the United States are more sicker, dying sooner, and seeing an explosion in chronic popular smacks could be banned in certain states over cancer fears. Did you hear? Some of the Americans' favorite snacks and classic candies could be banned in several states due to cancer-causing chemicals and their ingredients. These foods include cereals such as Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops, candies including Skittles, Nerds, M&Ms, and Swedish Fish, and snacks like Flamin' Hot Cheetos and Doritos, Gatorade, and other sports drinks are also on notice. Many of the chemicals in these foods are already banned in most of Europe, and now several U.S. states are following suit. In October, California passed the so-called Skittles ban, which outlawed some potentially carcinogenic food chemicals, brominated vegetable oil, potassium bromate, and red dye number 3. Did you hear about any of that? You sure? Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay. It said the potassium bromate, for example, is used to strengthen the texture of bread. But it's also a known carcinogen in rats and may cause kidney issues in humans. Brominated vegetable oil, which is used to help keep citrus from rising to the top in beverages, has a toxic effect on the thyroid. The ingredient was once used in Mountain Dew. This bill is set to go into effect in 2027, but only applies to California. But wait a minute. If it's affecting everyone's health as alleged, shouldn't every state take it into consideration? On March the 5th, lawmakers introduced 2 bills to protect people in New York from even more toxic chemicals in food. The Environmental Working Group reported the proposed bills would ban the 4 chemicals that got the axe in California, which is found in certain bread products. The politicians in Pennsylvania are calling for the ban of colorings, red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6, blue 1, and blue 2. Illinois, New Jersey, and Missouri are also considering bans of certain additives. Now, I know we are going to leave Earth somehow under some conditions, because, you know, everybody's not going to be able to just go to sleep and not wake up back here on Earth. There are other ways that one is going to depart Earth. Shouldn't you know about it? At least to be able to take some precautions, especially when you're sitting at that table all ready to consume. You got that fork, that spoon, that glass, or whatever the case may be. And speaking of health, did you know you should get a colonoscopy if you've had two common symptoms, even if you're under 50, says a top GI cancer doctor. Did you know that? Doctors are warning people under 50 to be on the lookout for 2 symptoms amid an unprecedented rise in colon cancers in young patients. Dr. James Cleary, an oncologist, said fatigue and unintended weight loss could be signs of the disease, which is often called a silent killer. He advised that people get a colonoscopy if they suffer the symptoms and not to put it off by age. Colon cancer can grow and spread for years without being detected because the symptoms are dismissed as other things. The cases are expected to double in people under 50 by the end of the decade, and by that point, it will be the leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. Did you hear that recently something called the poisonous peas have started to make headlines? You said, Gary, it's only Monday. Yeah, but don't you want to see Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday? Or are you taking it for granted you're going to see it? I know there are those of you, and I believe this, respect to what's going on the outside globally, irrespective of how negative appears to be globally, it is 100% chance of sunshine. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Well, what about on the inside? Oh, now we're talking the same language. Dr. Walter Longo, PhD, professor of gerontology and director of University of South Carolina's Longevity Institute, gave an interview with the New York Times. In it, he recommended the Junes and fish, not groundbreaking if we're being honest, and avoiding five foods that start with P. You ready? You don't even need to write this down. Pizza, you know you just had some. Pasta, you know you're going to get some. Protein, Potatoes and pain, you know, bread in Italian. Another doctor agrees that these types of foods should be consumed in moderation, and that diet is one of the few keys to increasing one's odds of living a longer, healthier life, maybe even up to 100. Now, they didn't say you're going to live up to 100. And you got to remember, like when you're in school, irrespective of the school, including daycare, your teachers, your professors, you know, think about all the ones on this globe. Everybody got an opinion based upon the background, you know, is true. But the doctor said our diet supplies us with most of the raw materials we need to sustain life, grow our bodies, repair injuries, and give us the energy to carry out our purpose on earth, says Dr. Trent Orphanos, MD, the director of integrative and functional cardiology at Case Integrative Health. He says food is information. If we give it bad information, we can expect poor outcomes in our health. So we need to eat smart for longevity. Now, wait a minute. Do you really want to live long? I know there are some of you walking around talking about you ready to go. Oh, and you're ready to go. Oh, okay. You know I love stories, no lies. And since I just said that, you know, it does remind me of a story. And I was sharing this with my mom as she was undergoing her two-year battle with cancer and finally went home to be with the Lord. But at the beginning, I shared a story about this pastor. He was speaking to his congregation. Maybe that's you. And he asked everybody who wanted to go to heaven. And everybody raised his hand except this little young man. Could have been a young lady, but the story happened to be about a young man. So the pastor thought to himself, now I know such and such want to go to heaven. So maybe he didn't hear me. So the pastor asked the question again, same response. The young man didn't respond. So the pastor said, I'm going to ask one more time. He did, same response. So he finally asked the young man, he said, hey, such and such. No, that wasn't his name, such and such. But hey, such and such. Don't you want to go to heaven? The young man said, yes. But I thought maybe you was talking about getting up a load for tonight. He's ready, but he ain't talking about going now. So is that what you've been talking about? You ready because of your trials and your battles and everything? Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to wait till it's my time. And I'm going to do everything preventive to ensure that, especially when you're talking about your health. Well, Dr. Arvonis holds a board certification in internal medicine, cardiology, integrative medicine, functional medicine, and anti-aging medicine, and is also a member of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. He spent more than 30 years treating patients and studying tools for longevity, and he has his own advice for foods to avoid, or at least minimize if you want to live a longer life. You see how that's done? He's taken his background, knowledge, practical experience, educational attainment, and in the end, he's rendering his opinion. You have one, but is it in that area of expertise? Well, is it? All right. So all these experts have said, now remember now, you're going to die from something. You got to eat. You got to drink some water and everything. Because you know that's next now. Well, did we already talk about that? Water. Oh, okay. But the experts said five foods to avoid if you want to live to 100. Okay, here we go, this 100 deal. You know, and only God for my life can determine when you're going to go and when you're going to stay. I know there are those of you set your time clock, your alarm, whatever you're using, and you swore up and down, you woke yourself up in the morning. I know you did. Number one, pasta. Because, you know, it could be pronounced anyway around the globe. But white pasta is considered a highly refined carb. These are starches that have been heavily processed to remove almost everything besides the starch. Dr. Alfano says these foods very quickly are metabolized to sugar, which can drive up inflammation. Research published in 2021 indicated that high-carb diets were more likely to predict inflammation than high-fat ones in pre-menopause women with overweight or obesity. Now, you know, there are individuals out there, and that's your right, trying to convince somebody else that they should not lose that which is unhealthy for them as it relates to their body. Not your body, but their body. Oh, number two is soda. Liquid are parts of your diet. But if you want to live to celebrate your 100th birthday, your best bet is to avoid sugar-sweetened varieties like soda. The doctor says sugar is very inflammatory and inflammation drives most of the chronic diseases that shorten our lives. Fruit juices are the same. A study of rats, R-A-T-S, I ain't talking about the two-leg ones, published in 2022 in Nutrition Link soda and high-fat foods consumptions with inflammation. Wow. Ice cream. Didn't we? Oh, I know you did because you were special. But didn't we grow up on all this that we're talking about today? Well, did they know it back then? Oh, okay. All right, then. Number three, ice cream. You said, what? Of course, you can have your favorite ice cream on the side of your 100th birthday cake and eat it too. However, oh, man, the doctor got something to say about this. What did your doctor say? Okay, let's go back to this doctor. Dr. Arvonis says, it's also best to keep sugar-sweetened foods like ice cream to a minimum. Oh, just to a minimum. His reasoning is the same as the earlier. A 2021 narrative review highlighted the high risk for diseases, including heart disease, cancer, and dental disease from high sugar diets. What? Oh, you're going to sit down and have some pie? Well, wait a minute now. Before you put that pie in your mouth, commercial baked goods like pies have partially hydrogenated oils. In 2015, and you know it's 2024 now. I mean, I want you to keep all this in mind. In 2015, the Federal Drug Administration deemed them unsafe. What? Oh, wait a minute. Well, didn't you hear the news back then? I didn't. Oh, I must have been asleep. Oh, okay. As of January 2020, U.S. food manufacturers cannot sell foods with partially hydrogenated oils. What? As of January 2020, and it is now almost May of 2024. However, as the Cleveland Clinic points out, that's not the end of the story. I am so glad it's not the end of the story. Some amounts of trans fats are still in foods like pies and pie crust. Because, you know, I just had a nice lemon pie the other day. How come I didn't know about this before I had that pie? These are fats that have been chemically changed to make them hard and stable at room temperature. Dr. Alfonis says, when consumed, these fats raise bad cholesterol and lower good cholesterol, creating inflammation. I was wondering why I wasn't feeling good. I need to, for my inward health, so it's 100% chance of sunshine like the outside, I need to pull back from that pie. Matter of fact, I think I need to stop it. How about you? Well, did you hear? Oh, you say you're not. That's fine. You're going to go out. Where are you going? Oh, having a good time. What you going to eat? Hot dog. Uh-oh. Hold on now. Hold on. Hot dogs aren't necessarily a home run if you want to reach extra innings, so to speak. Processed meat, such as hot dogs, sausage, and some deli meats, should be avoided as much as possible. Why is that, doctor? I mean, your doctor, or your doctor, or your doctor around the globe. Why is that? Because, you know, everybody's not blessed to be able to eat these foods we're talking about. Oh, is that what your doctor said? Well, Dr. Alfonis says they've been implicated in cancer, and they can promote heart disease. Again, research published in 2021 linked processed and red meat consumption with higher odds of developing multiple cancers, including lung and colon. Did you hear what was said? So, Dr. Alfonis, what do you recommend? I mean, because I ain't hearing them from these other doctors. Why is that? Oh, you have to ask the question? What? Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm asking a question. What do you recommend, doctor? Nuts and seeds, S-E-E-D-S, like almonds and walnuts, are full of healthy fats, fiber, and micronutrients. They are associated with decreased incidence of heart disease and cancer and increase a long life. Hold on, doctor. I ain't hear you say about 100 years of age now because, oh, you knew you really couldn't say that. You're just giving people hope. Okay. Extra virgin olive oil, another healthy fat, is extra virgin olive oil. Consider swapping butter for olive oil when cooking. Unrefined oil contains large amount of naturally occurring, which reduce inflammation, polyphenols. The doctor says, all right, doctor, what else are you talking about now? Because you didn't say enough. It also reduces the incidence of stroke, heart disease and Alzheimer's disease, and extends life. Don't you want to live, y'all? I do. Cruciferous vegetables. Yep. Eat your veggies, especially leafy greens like broccoli and arugula. These vegetables are good sources of soluble and insoluble fiber, which can lower cholesterol, improve blood sugars, improve gut health, you know, GUT, and aid in the prevention of some cancers. And they can also reduce inflammation. That's good to know. What else, doctor? Berries. Oh, whole fruits like strawberries and blueberries are powerhouses for your body. They're loaded with antioxidant, fiber, magnesium, vitamin C, and many vital nutrients, the doctor says. Anything else, doctor? Oh, fatty fish. Salmon, mackerel, and herring are stellar protein choices. They have high level of omega-3 fatty acids. Well, at least every day I'm putting some omega-3 inside of me, you know, like multivitamins for my life. I can't talk about if I only talk about that contain all of this that we're talking about. But wait a minute. Even then, it didn't say I'm going to live to 100 or another year. But these are linked to reduce death from any cause due to the potent inflammatory, and other benefits from the fish oils. You know what? You know what? The doctor ain't mean no harm when he said from any cause. Now, you know, and God forbid that happened to any of us, if a tree fell on your head, it ain't had nothing to do with what you put inside your body. Okay? Got to be specific with me, doctor. All right. Listen, I hope that was specific for you and your health on the inside of you. But did you hear about the TikTok star who makes a living off of the Chinese-owned app, what he revealed? Did you hear about what he revealed? You didn't? Well, you know I'm going to tell you. And the reason I'm going to tell you is because you need to know if it affects you, your loved one, your children, your child, life, comedian. Now, wait a minute. Just because you're a comedian don't mean you have to be funny. You can be serious sometime. Comedian and actor Zach Sage Fox, who earns his living in part by posting clips of his stand-up to over 1.1 million followers on TikTok, was sweating what the ban on the app could mean for his income in the hours after the congressional vote to block the platform in the United States or force itself. Now, you know, this has been going on for a couple of years of requests to ban TikTok. And it's given all the reasons that young people are not into. The young person is not into that while they are young and somebody is extracting all of their personal data in another country that may be an enemy to you and you and you. And years later, that young person decides to go into some type of position, irrespective of what the position happened to be. And all of a sudden, they travel to that country, whatever that country happened to be. And that country got all the information already on them and use it for their purposes. But that young person that's on TikTok, they ain't into all that. It's just they think they're going to live forever. You know you did when you were young. I knew I did. And you ain't into all this seriousness. You're just trying to have fun to affect your life or somebody you love. But as the company has faced accusations of promoting Hamas propaganda and turning younger Americans toward Islamic extremism following the October 7th attacks on Israel, the social media influencer recognized the dangers of the massively popular video sharing platform poses. Fox said, I am terrified of what I am seeing on TikTok. Now, let's set the scene. You don't mind, do you? Here's an individual, 1.1 million followers, if it's just one person, but 1.1 million followers. And that's where he gets his money from. He's taking a risk. He's taking a stand and trying to forewarn and warn his followers. You hear me say anything about the loved ones? His followers. How about you? What type of stand are you taking, believer of the household of faith? But what Fox continued to say, that in the last few months in regard to the Israel-Palestine conflict, for all the biggest sources of misinformation, TikTok is just a gold mine, he said. I know you didn't want to hear that. Well, you tune in to Challenges of Faith radio program. Not a program that's going to tell you what you want to hear. Not a host or a producer is going to tell you what you want to hear. That's not me. But did you hear that the FBI director, Christopher Wray, warns Chinese hackers are lying in wait to attack the U.S. infrastructure? Did you hear about that? Chinese hackers have snooped around critical U.S. infrastructure and have put themselves in a position to attack at the right moment, FBI Director Christopher Wray ominously warned. Speaking at the 2024 Vanderbilt Summit on the Modern Conflict and Emerging Threats, Director Wray underscored what the Bureau and other federal authorities have been scrambling behind the scenes to counter the threat, which he said is upon us now. You know, the PRC, People's Republic of China, has made it clear that it considers every sector that makes our society run as fair game in its bid to dominate on the world stage, Ray claimed. Now, before I go on, listeners, why do you think they're trying to ban TikTok? I'm just asking a question. I'm learning like you. Okay. Why do you think there's a concern about individuals coming across the U.S. border that may be from countries that want to harm you and you and you? Now, when I say that, when you do your research, I know you have, on every country that was ever a world leader, then you've seen that every country that's no longer a world leader was destroyed. Well, they destroyed from outside. You know they weren't. It's kind of like you likening to your home. I know you will. Or your relationship. In order for somebody to destroy your home, you got to open the door, don't you? Come on in. Did you ask any questions? And if you knew that the person coming in is going to harm you, and they already let you know, I'm going to harm you, and you still let them in your door, there's something wrong with you. Okay, is anybody else in your home that you love and care about? Are you going to look out for them? Are you going to sound the alarm? Are you going to put up so much preventive measures that you can to ensure that doesn't happen? You sure? Okay. All right. You know, I have received an email the other day, and I used to fuss, F-U-S-S. I was on a project one time, and I don't know, a couple of times a week, or I don't know, every other week, I would receive under, was cybersecurity training, I guess, I would receive different tests, you know, T-E-S-T-S, you know, to see, you know, if you're going to fall for this, fall for that, this. And so I received this the other day, and I made sure that immediately, I made sure that the people that I love and care about, you know, my siblings, relatives, that they have knowledge. And if they choose to accept it, then good. If they don't, I ain't mad. But anyway, this email, and I made it clear, don't click on this. And I asked them to look at what's wrong with it and what should you do. For example, I got an email, and they referenced a large corporation. They gave a case number, reference ID, and first thing I saw was that the email address didn't even represent. No representation of the corporation they were trying to mimic, duplicate, and all of that. And they wanted a response in X amount of days, but then they turned around and said they didn't want a response. And then you looked and you saw that the spelling was so messed up and the grammar was all wrong and the order numbers, contact numbers was all wrong. So you know what I did? Did I click on that which they wanted me to click on? You know I didn't. Because you know if you've been burnt before, then hopefully you learned. Have you learned? Like relationships, have you learned? Remember now, you've heard me say, we'll continue to say, I look at every person as a former relationship, period. Doesn't make a difference what your title happened to be. Because your lips must match your shoes. If they don't, I'm going to sit back and you think I'm going to fall for you or you or you. And speaking of that, now I'm going to wait. But I end up forwarding the scam email to the corporation and the Federal Trade Commission, who deals with that. You know, let the experts deal with that. My role was to prevent myself from becoming a victim. And speaking of trust and all of that, which is important, did you hear about the California lawmakers have unveiled a genealogy office to decide who's really descended from slaves and wins reparation payoff? Now, before I can, no, I'm going to continue. The state's first in the nation reparations task force last year decided that some residents should win 1.2 million payouts as compensation for injustices from the slavery era onwards. But lawmakers have struggled to turn those plans into reality and have advanced several bills to devise a working reparation scheme amid fears of spiraling costs in a cash-strapped state. Now, I'm going to say this, and you can tune me out. You don't have to return, and I understand and respect that. I like what's being said as relates to ascertaining who really came from slavery. You see, because some people are, I know there's somebody going to try to act like I said this person, I haven't said anything. There are some people that because individuals have come from abroad into the United States, that all of a sudden, because of skin tone, that it must be talking about them. It should not, depending if one can prove it. But one can prove it in the United States. In the United States. You know, because the Census Bureau, I've already dealt with that topic on one of the 20 segments that I had. But I'm saying that to say, this, and, you know, a believer in a right relationship with God. I didn't say one that's not in a right relationship with God. You hear me say one that's a non-believer. It's nice to go and do everything for everybody around the globe and inside the United States, and you have not kept your promise to the individuals that you know can prove their lineage. And maybe you're hoping that the individuals who can now prove their lineage, don't have to prove it, it's provable, die out so that the young adults, whoever the young adults are so confused that they think that they didn't come from slavery. And everybody have not. Did you hear that the black Chicago citizens, now this is interesting, they blasted the mayor, the new mayor that they put in office, unless the mayor put himself in office. Because you know you got to have individuals that will listen to your story. That's any individual, irrespective of skin tone or gender or locale around the globe, if you're permitted. But they elected him. And the black Chicago citizens have now blasted their mayor for funneling another $70 million to what they've identified as illegal immigrants. That's what they've identified them as. And they're asking the former president to please come see us in Chicago. Now, what is that telling you? What is that telling you? No, I know there are people that their ears are going to say it's telling them this, that. And I know there are individuals in relationships going to tell you what you want to hear. But I think what they said was clear for their life, for their city, for their neighborhood. A lot of times people, they're saying, listen, we want you to help everybody, but you have not even helped us. Wait a minute, hold on. Is that kind of like the individuals who was promised whatever from the slavery standpoint? And then the ancestors just sit and they say, look, they're helping everybody, but the people they were supposed to help. Now, wait a minute. Is that like the individuals who have on whatever the front lines happen to be that's been defined as the front line in your neighborhood or your neighborhood or your city, township, province or country, whatever, and you've done what you've been asked to do and now you're in need of help and you're even out there begging for help and you're homeless and you're helpless, you're hurting and you're hopeless and you're seeing everybody get it but you. And you, and you. And what is the reason that you're being given for that to be occurring? Oh. Well, did you hear you are quite openly Jewish? The London police are under fire for confrontation with a Jewish man near an anti-Israeli march. Now, again, you can apply that to whatever your skin tone and culture happen to be, or yours, or yours, or yours. Now, I hope that law enforcement officer is being held accountable. Now, is that a policy somewhere, or is that coming from the inside of the person, their heart? What are they trying to prevent by saying something like that? And, you know, when you correlate it back to, you've heard me talk about, and we'll continue, that when you look at the persecution of Christians, you know, followers of Jesus Christ globally, and you see the persecution, you see the killings, you see all of that, and you ask the question, why? Then can you correlate it with, you know, whatever the skin tone happened to be that in your particular country, or your country that you've had to undergo, and then you bring it back to the United States, or you bring it anywhere? Could you imagine somebody saying you're quite openly black? Or whatever you want to put in place of that. Did you hear from an HR perspective expert, this is what makes them instantly reject a candidate during a job interview? Well, I'm glad they didn't say because of the outward appearance. Well, wait a minute. They may have. So let's get into the story. Several recruiters came together on Reddit to list the bizarre interview experiences that they have had, including job seekers who actively use artificial intelligence like ChatGPT to answer the question, did you do that? Did you do that? Are you doing that? Other HR experts named poor hygiene, having distinct body odor, and bragging about drinking on night outs as undesirable traits. Recruiters also rejected candidates who brought their parents into interviews because it showed a lack of independence. What? Come on now, young adult. You're 50 years of age. You took your parents. Come on now, recruiters. That's not even funny. It was also previously found that a third of recruiters rejected candidates after looking at their social media profiles, despite the act being frowned upon. Come on now, recruiters. Come on now. Now, when one starts looking at yours, what will they find? One shared a wild experience with someone who used AI. I did a video interview with a lady who, after a few questions, painfully obvious that she was just feeding the questions into ChatGPT and reading back the answers, he said. Her answers was rambling essays defining the key word in the question rather than answering it. I asked her about her proudest accomplishment, and she said some things that people often feel a sense of accomplishment about include. This told me she had either knew nothing about the position or had so little confidence in her skills that she would need to be constantly shadowed rather than being able to eventually work independently. Both are instant no. Apart from not using AI to answer questions, proper etiquette during Zoom interviews is also important. My boss once had someone show up to a Zoom interview not wearing a shirt. How in the world do you get by in life if you're the type of person to be shirtless for an interview, a man asked. Well, is that maybe because if you look out in society today, HR expert, that maybe the people over you have condoned it because of them wanting to get along in society with everybody. Have you ever thought about that? Because you remember now, it was a point in time in correlation with COVID and out of COVID that it was okay for you not to come to work. You could work from home. And then all of a sudden when you ask the people to come back to work, whoa, you crazy. Whoa, I got to quit now. Other recruiters share that a strong smell, whether positive or negative, also impacted their hiring decision. If you stink from across the table, it's an instant no from me, one said. One woman had an extremely strong rose perfume. It like a ton of bricks where you are within 5 feet of her. I could not even focus on the interview, another one shared. Is that you wearing that cologne and perfume? Who are you trying to impress? Who are you trying to impress? While a boss revealed an incident that made her reject an intern, young intern candidates came in, didn't realize there was a desk behind a short wall where one of us got an earful of how much partying and drugs and drinking he did all weekend and faked being sick to get out of work, she said. Another shared that a candidate pulled a flask, F-L-A-S-K, out of their briefcase and took a long sip. SIP, during the interview. Any level of parental involvement in the interview, especially someone who brings their parent in an interview, is a no, recruiter said. Parent calls to schedule or reschedule the interview. Pass. Brings parent to the interview. Immediate pass. Wait a minute, recruiters. I know. Have an interview many people. Have you ever thought that that parent is scheduling, I didn't say attending, scheduling, rescheduling the interview because they want to hurry up and get that child out of their home into the workaday world so they can make a living somewhere else? Have you ever thought of that? Several others share relatively standard reasons they reject candidates, such as empty resumes, not meeting the minimum requirements, and not having the right to work or needing visa sponsorship. Have you heard of all of that? Did you hear of any of that? What? So now we're talking about trust, relational trust. You know, that's what we've been talking about. Because you heard the doctors. You got to trust the information, don't you? You got to trust the person giving it to you. But did you hear that the governor in California allegedly lost over $24 billion for the homeless? Did you hear anything of that? For the homeless? You mean the people out there that sleeping on the streets or under bridges or in the wealthy community streets? Have you heard anything about that? Did you hear that Trevor Bauer, the person that was the accuser, was charged with allegedly defrauding the pitcher by faking pregnancy? No, that doesn't happen. People don't do that, do they? Did you hear about the U.S. Army counselor admitted to stealing millions from the families of dead soldiers? in insurance scams. Remember now, titles of individuals. What does that mean? Shouldn't it mean if your lips match your shoes equals trust? And speaking of, did you hear about the recent poll, P-O-L-L, that less than 40% of the U.S. citizenry engage with the Bible? Did you hear about that? Believer of the household of faith? I didn't say abroad. I said here in the United States. Why is that, believer? Are you doing the Great Commission? You sure? All right. In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. Have you started at home? Okay. Your township, your city, your state, your province. Have you? All right. Coming up on Challenges of Faith radio program, you just want to date someone with certain eye colors. Certain eye colors. Coming up Wednesday. Returning Saturday. Did you hear? Another segment of Did You Hear? Sunday morning. Oh, so now Haman, he finally got what he wanted. He wanted to go to a dinner, a banquet, with the king and the queen. How many of you aspiring to be near somebody at the top, whatever the top happened to be, whatever their title happened to be? In this case, it's the king and the queen. In your country, what would their titles be? And you can't wait to get to that dinner. Well, what did you do to get to that dinner? What did you do to get next to the person on top? And then return Sunday evening with Shelby Delgado, the author of Single and Fulfilled. The closing scripture today is out of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. You ready for it? Overthinking. Kill your peace. Pray. And leave it to God. Pray. And leave it to God.